5th of May is the date of the Northwest 10K Road Race and Walk. It's a charity event that we, as a committee, have been organising now for the last 23 years. And in that 23 years, there were 33 different charities over in the past, up to 22 years, basically. And €776,000 has been raised for those charities over that time. Some years, depending on the charity, depending on the weather, really, we get a big number. Other years, we're averaging out, and the race has built up itself. It was 4 years ago, we had 1,900 people here. But in the last number of years, it's been leveling off at about 1,500 to 1,600 participants on the day. It's a race, it's also a walk. Nobody has to be competitive in it. It's about raising funds for charity. It's about creating that awareness for the charities that are there. And that's what we do over the last, as I say, 23 years.
Yeah, and you're not far away from reaching that million mark?
Well, if we get another 4 years at it, I would assume we will have that million, maybe even 3 years, depending on how much we work at it, how much the charities are. You're only looking at 24,000. 24,000 is, you know, a fair bit of money, but we would be generating something in the region of 21,000 and 22,000 nearly every year.
Yeah,
hopefully, maybe within this year or next year, we'll certainly go over the million.
Yeah. Choosing the charities then that benefit from the 10K each year, Neil, it's never an easy job, but three very deserving charities have been chosen this year.
That's right, Dermot. We had 11 applicants this year. We interviewed them all. We give them all a 20-minute slot, and we asked them about what they wanted to do, what their plan was, what their program was. And we did come up with three very good charities this year. Three charities. Normally we might only pick two, but this year we decided to go with three because we've got a geographical spread that's quite benefit. We have the local Letterkenny Little Angel School in Letterkenny who are generating income to build another unit, a Fiona House 2 as they call it. We also have the Donegal Cancer Flights and Services, which is based in the west of the county in Gidore, really. But what happens there is that there's flights, Air Ireland have provided flights from Dublin, from Donegal to Dublin for people with cancer that need treatment. And they, as a group, as a committee, they provide a bit of transport, a bit of help then for a care to go with them, or pamper days and counselling days, and to have a full range. I think it's 170 individual people, not just 170 trips to Dublin, but 170 individual people that they helped last year to go to Dublin for treatment. It's a lot easier than driving from here to Dublin, having treatment and having to come back again. You can get up and down in the one day, and it's so much easier. The spina bifida and hydrocephalitis, they're looking at providing a facility to generate income, to create again respite care, or indeed support for parents and all, to give them time out and all that kind of stuff. And they're also providing further wheelchair facilities for different areas that they use all the time. So three very worthy causes. Indeed, any one of the 11 would have been a worthy cause, but we picked these three this year, and hopefully the others will come back in next year and we'll be able to help them.
Yeah, and representatives from the three groups, they spoke tonight at the launch, Neil, and when you hear them talking about the work that goes on in their respective organisations, you would hope that, you know, the Donegal public will come out on May the 5th and really get behind the event and get behind those charities.
Absolutely. The big thing about charities, people get involved in charities to help. People get involved in charities to support. And, you know, when you talk to these three charities that are here tonight, every one of them has a basic heart-rending story in a sort of a way, but at the same time, they're there to help others. Their parents, their helpers, their coaches, they're whatever they are, you know, they're all staff, teachers, whatever the case may be, but they're all there with the support of one another. And indeed all the charities, and as I can see around me here now, they're sitting down having a chat among themselves as to how they will help one another raise funds over the next 10 weeks. And one of them may run a dance and one of them may run a table quiz, but the whole lot will merge in together to raise funds. And again, they have a genuine interest and a genuine feel for what they're doing, the charities that are there. So that's what it's about, really. And I mean, I must be very thankful I'm here as chairperson, but there's a group of people, I think it's 11 of us, and we do work. Yes, it's a seasonal thing. We only start in December and we finish up in May. But it's going to be busy. Now, we're setting out a target for the committees tonight, or for the charities tonight, that we'll be meeting six times between now and the 10th of May, or the 5th of May, which is only 10 weeks. So we're meeting once every 10 days, so to speak. And that's what we'll have to do, just to give them the support, and they give us what they're feeding us, you know, and just taking it from there.
Yeah. And you say 10 weeks to go until the race itself.
Yes.
So plenty of time for people to, you know, that are thinking about maybe taking part on the day. Plenty of time for them now to prepare themselves, get a bit of training in. I know there's a huge running craze in the Northwest, and the committee will be hoping to buy into that once again this year.
Yes, there's a running craze in Donegal and a running craze in nationally indeed, but Donegal seems to be massive at the moment. There's hardly a week goes past, but there's two races in Donegal somewhere along the line. Yes, for anybody who's thinking about doing the Northwest 10K, you have 10 weeks to get out there and do it. You don't need to have to be the fastest person or in the top 50 or the top 100. It's about walking, it's about talking, it's about getting out there, it's about generating that income. We're very lucky this year that we have five good sponsors on board. That's going to help us cut down our costs of running the race, and that means then that we'll have more money to give to the charities. The five charities, the five sponsors are the Donegal Daily, Brian McCormick's Intersport, the Mount Errigal Hotel, the Value Centre in Letterkenny, and the Century Cinema Complex. And every one of them is, you know, giving us good sponsorship that we would advise for anyone to help out and just support our sponsors. But for anybody thinking about starting out, the place to first start out is in Brian McCormick Sports, where they can buy a pair of runners and get on the road and start practicing. Right.